was a group of collaborators with Rome, who, just as the Misyavnim, just as the Hellenists in the time of the Hashmonaim, helped the Greeks, there was a sizable number of Jews who collaborated with Rome and who were convinced that the future of the Jewish people lay with Rome. Now, they had as a mentor, though he was not a political mentor, but they had as a mentor, as someone who gave them that idea of coexistence with Rome, a man who came from the city of Alexandria in Egypt, and who is well known throughout the Jewish and the secular world as one of the primary philosophers of the time. And his name is Philo. Philo of Alexandria. In Hebrew, he's called Pilon. His Hebrew name was Chaim. And Philo, who lived from about the year 20 before the Common Era to about the year 40 after the Common Era, developed a philosophy that bridged the ideas of Judaism and the ideas of Rome. He synthesized them. The truth of the matter is that we probably would understand Philo very well. And he wrote in Greek, which was the language of the scholars, he wrote a number of famous works, all of which we have today, and all of which are very famous. One was a commentary to the Bible, in which he actually took Sukkim of the Torah, the Chumash itself, and he gave them what in his time were modern, relevant interpretation. We read it, it's completely obsolete. But he wrote it in the spirit of the times, and in the spirit of the times, he attempted to reconcile Jewish ideas with Roman ideas. He wrote books of philosophy. His books of philosophy were mainly intended for the non-Jewish world. They were what we call today apologia, from the word apology. They were books that attempted to explain to the non-Jewish world that the Jews weren't as crazy as they looked. In a pagan world, you had one little people that were monotheistic. In a world of Rome, the world of Jerusalem was very alien, very foreign. The Romans, in fact, said that the Jews were atheists. They didn't believe in anything because they worshipped an invisible God, and they had all sorts of ritual that made no sense whatsoever. Now, we always know that in religions, ritual to the other person makes no sense. To the person who is practicing the ritual, it makes very good sense. And Philo attempted to explain Jewish ritual. But what he did, both in his interpretation of the Bible and in his apologia for Judaism, was that he introduced the idea of allegory as being the explanation of everything. Allegory means that you don't have to take the story literally. It is meant to be an example of the idea that lies behind it. Now, we find allegory used many times in the Pirushim. It's not just Philo, and we'll find it later in the works of great Jewish scholars as well. But his use of allegory, what it did was it provides a base, which we'll see in a few moments, that the Christians are able to capitalize on, a base for saying that the mitzvahs are not real. It isn't that God wants you to wear a box on your arm and a box on your head. What God wants is that you should remember him. So therefore, what is him?